Good morning. This is Josh Clark with your quick daily devotion. And today it comes from Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 through 7. Now, remember, before I read this passage, that Paul is writing this letter to the Philippians from prison. And so it just makes all the greater impact how verse 4 here, it says, "Rejoice in the Lord always." And again, I will say, rejoice. Could he be any clearer, right? "Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." And so there are five things that I notice in these verses that lead to this promise that he says, that the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard our hearts and minds. Isn't that what we want? Don't we want that assurance? So what are the five things that Paul states that we must do leading up to that? Number one is, he's abundantly clear on, choose joy. It's a choice. Choose joy. If he could do it in prison, so can we, right? So number one is joy. Number two is let your gentleness, let your moderation, is another word that's used in a different translation, be known unto all men. In other words, be known as somebody who has gentle spirit, who has moderation in all things. In order to do that, we have to control our own spirit, right? He says, he that can control his own spirit is better than he who can take a fortified city. So in other words, it's be known as somebody who's moderate, be known as somebody who's gentle, be known as somebody who doesn't go flying off the handle, right? So choose joy, have moderation, and then number three, don't be anxious for anything. For how many things? Nothing. Don't be anxious. But number four, in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto God. Now, number five? Thanksgiving. So when we bring these prayers to God, when we bring these requests to him, do it with thankfulness for what he has already done and what he will do. It was interesting. The other day I was talking to somebody and they said that they were challenged to develop a new muscle, as they said, in their spiritual life. And that is, instead of just coming to God and asking God, "Hey, take care of my family." Nothing wrong with that. "God, please, you know, bless my business, the fruit of my hands." And God cares about everything, right? He knows the very hairs on our head. It's not that it's a wrong thing, but they said that they were challenged to just come before God and just thank him. A, for who he is, and gratitude for all the blessings that are already in our lives. And I thought, you know, what a great challenge, right? And we see that right here. Bring everything to God in prayer with thanksgiving. So these five things, run through them again. Number one, joy. Number two, gentleness. Number three, don't be anxious. Number four, bring it to God in prayer. And then number five, do it with thanksgiving. And what's the promise? The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds. Don't you want him guarding your heart and your mind? Absolutely. So anyway, listen, I just pray that God will do a miracle in both of us, that we will pursue these five things relentlessly, that we'll have faith that the one who redeemed us will be faithful to be there for us. And he's got the whole world in his hands. So with that, let's go out there, let's choose joy, and let's go out and have a super, ultra awesome, fantastic day. And now, if you want to listen to other episodes of Quick Daily Devotion, go to my blog at beacatalyst.com, or you can subscribe to my podcast, Quick Daily Devotion with Josh Clark. All right, God bless.